This meeting is being recorded.
Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Holiness Vedavyas Priya Swami Maharaj on the call to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 18th chapter, 23rd sloka. Before handing over the call to Maharaj, I would like to ask Mitravinda Mamtamai Mataji to give brief introduction about Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Mitravinda Mamtamai Mataji, Dandatri Pranam, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Mataji. Please take it.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Dandatri Pranam to all the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I'm very fortunate I get this opportunity to read introduction for His Holiness Vedavyas Priya Swami Maharaj. So, His Holiness Vedavyas Priya Swami Maharaj was born in an Odicha Sahasra Brahmin family in 1944. Maharaj was working as a research biochemist in Purvashrama in East Africa and United States. Within a week of arrival in the US, Maharaj had the association of disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Circumstances led Vedavyas Priya Swami Maharaj to give up mundane research and take full shelter of Supreme Absolute Truth. Since before his first initiation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada in 1977, in New York, Maharaj has served the International Society for Krishna Consciousness in various capacities, including personal secretary to the GBC president of ISKCON, Queens, New York, director of Bharatiya Community Services in New Vrindavan. After 1987, Vedavyas Priya Swami Maharaj shifted attention to serving India following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada that every Indian trained in the West must help to serve in India. Since 1991, Maharaj has been based in Vrindavan, India, and his services has included overseeing the functions of an ashram in Vrindavan and also the Bharatpur ashram and wider services of regional secretary in Punjab and Haryana, and as chairman of North Indian Temples Divisional Council for the 7 years following its inception. Since 1998, Vedavyas Priya Swami Maharaj has been serving Srila Prabhupada and his movement as an initiating spiritual master and has been preaching far and wide throughout the world the message of Guru and Krishna. He is currently free of management duties, making a full commitment to giving spiritual guidance, preaching and teaching to devotees in all levels of advancement in Krishna consciousness philosophy, sadhana, deity worship and temple seva. Thank you so much, Mataji, and all dear devotees. Over to you.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for the introduction. Mataji, Maharaj hasn't joined. Businesses, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 18th chapter, 23rd sloka. Please take over the call, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Sorry for a little delay.
No problem.
Yeah. Today was the appearance day of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, and we had a nice program in Vrindavan at a place called Gyan Gudri. There is a temple where Narottam Das Thakur installed Sri Radha Braja Mohan deities. Maybe a small temple, but nonetheless, the Saivites from a long time they have been running it. Of course, it is not ISKCON, but Narottam Das Thakur installed several deities at several places. In Vrindavan, this was. So I was there and it took some time. So anyway, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The residents of Jambudvipa offer prayers, and the first one is the the second one is the Hariashva. This the residence of Harihashva under the tutelage of Prahlad Maharaj, you know, worship Lord Narsingadev with various, realizations that are very important in our life, because we follow Prahlad Maharaj's teachings. So some of these verses are very favorite of mine, but you also covered many such 2-3 verses before. We are into the text number 13. Harir hi sakshad bhagavan sharirina mamatma jashanam iva toyam ipsitam hitva mahanstam yadi sanjate grahe tada mahatvam vayasa adampatinam. Harihi, the Lord, he certainly sakshat, directly Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sharirinam, of all the living entities who have accepted material bodies, atma, the self, the life and soul, jashanam, of the aquatics, even like toyam, the vast water, ipsitam, is desired, hitva, giving up, mahan, the great personality, tam, him, yadi, if sajjate, becomes attached, grahe, to the household life, tada, at that time, mahatvam, greatness, vayasa, by the age, dam, patinam, of the husband and wife. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Just as aquatics always desire to remain in the vast mass of water, all conditional living entities naturally desire to remain in the vast existence of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, if someone very great by material calculation fails to take shelter of the Supreme Soul, but instead becomes attached to the material household life, his greatness is just like that of a young low-class couple, one who is too attached to the material life and loses all good spiritual qualities. Although crocodiles are very fierce animals, they are powerless when they venture out of the water onto the land. When they are out of water, they cannot exhibit their original power. Similarly, the all-pervading super soul, Paramatma, is the source of all living entities, and all living entities are parts and parcels of him. When the living entity remains in contact with the all-pervading Vasudeva, the personality of Godhead, he manifests his spiritual power, exactly as the crocodile exhibits its strength in the water. In other words, the greatness of the living entity can be perceived when he is in spiritual world, engaged in spiritual activities. Many householders, although well educated in the knowledge of the Vedas, become attached to the family life. They are compared herein to the crocodiles out of water, for they are devoid of all spiritual strength. Their greatness is like that of a young husband and wife who, though uneducated, praise one another and become attracted to their own temporary beauty. This kind of greatness is appreciated only by low-class men with no qualification. Everyone should therefore seek the shelter of the Supreme Soul, the source of all living entities. No one should waste his time in the so-called happiness of materialistic household life. In the Vedic civilization, this type of crippled life is allowed only until one's 50th year, when one must give up the family life and enter either in the order of vanaprastha, independent retired life, or cultivation of the spiritual knowledge, or sannyas, the renounced order, in which one can one completely takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is very instructive importance of the people who even though know the aim of life, but because of attachment cannot, take the opportunity for engagement in the devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They will fail. Just like even though they had been known in the prowess, because the source of all strength, their power, is coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in a particular material medium. Whether it's earth, water, fire, air, ether. Even mind, intelligence, and ego also become subtle medium. And that can easily check our progress if we are attached to the three modes of material nature and subtle body of mind, intelligence, and ego is not fully under control of our transcendental nature by devotional service. So what it means, then why our devotional progress is also chalked out. We have been given the comparison that the soul without Krishna consciousness is just like out a fish out of water. However, the original strength of the fish is water. It means unless and until you provide her the medium of water, she will not be happy. So unless and until a purified soul is provided the spiritual atmosphere, how can he be ever happy? He cannot make any tangible progress. So therefore, association of the surrounding is also very important. Here is an example Srila Prabhupada gave, is of a crocodile. Crocodile is a very strong and powerful carnivorous animal. But his power is only exhibited at the maximum capacity only in the water. If he is out of water, even a leopard can strike on and make him victim. Leopards love crocodiles, but generally they cannot hunt in the water. But either for laying eggs, crocodile come on the shore. But at the same time, they are also very vulnerable by this leopard-like animals. They grab, the jaw power of the leopard is in the land, but the jaw power of the crocodile is in the water. So because this is the difference, very rarely a leopard will be able to hunt a crocodile in the water. Even though it can swim. Of course, the smaller baby crocodiles can be easily captured by them, even in the water. But nonetheless, we see even a lot of YouTubes on the wildlife can show this, and we it is amazing that what kind of jivo jivasya jivanam principle is being played within a limited sphere of one's own mighty power. Everyone is destined to live because one body is the food for another body. And this is how Krishna sets in the survival of the nature-dependent animals. Man is little violator of the nature, so he will always try to duck himself when some situation arises, and he will try to either hide or find out something to counteract the situation. situation. But ultimately, he is the loser. It may take some more time. So here we say that the devotees who are supposed to be, very strong in commitment in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the dint of their pure devotional service, they have so much strength if they are in association with the devotees. If they are not in association with the devotees, they will become weak and victimized by unwanted association, which starts from Yoshitam Sanghi Sangam, the opposite partner for sex life, and all those friend circle which are also simply attached to women. So, tamodvaram ahuhu, they simply, open up the gate to the hell. Matsevam, the association and service to the devotees is the greatest strength in spiritual life that will promote us to overcome all the not only material obstacles, but also the progress in spiritual life will be ensured. So Prahlad Maharaj is citing all these verses, very important, that are in our life, and they have been explained very, very lucidly. How the mindset of a pure devotee has to be cultivated, who is totally taking shelter within the heart of Paramatma. Even prayers to Lord Narsingadev is so much potent that the residents of Hariyashva tract of land in Jambudvip, they are offering these prayers, so much important of a pure cultivation of a Vaishnava culture. The first verse Prahlad Maharaj is speaking is the one of the greatest profound verse that you have already undergone. And Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Jastejaseya Viravirbhav Vajranaka Vajradramshta Karmashayan Randhaya Randhaya Tamagrasa Grasa Om Swaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuishtham Om Shrom. I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Narsingadev, who has nails and teeth like thunderbolts kindly vanquish our desire, demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world, which will perpetually bind us, so that we will become fearless against the bondage. We can overcome the material obstacles very easily. The desires for fruitive activity in this material world are themselves like demons in very subtle form. If the demons are being hankered, the same desires are manifesting in the words, in the actions, then we become a demon. Demon is generated from these desires. But at the same time, pure devotional service, where Lord Shri Krishna is appearing out of his sweet will, is also by the desires of spiritual nature, and it is only cultivable by complete faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the proper mindset or the association within the mind of remembrance of him. So only such a devotee who is well settled in his mind can fearlessly speak that Lord is everywhere, even in the pillar. Why? Because the Lord is the ultimate welfare giving to all these, all his subjects, whether they are demons or them. But if, according to the demoniac desires, the Lord provides those kind of desires and try to fulfill by taking their own toll. So, swastiyastu kalaha prasidatam. Let there be all fortune all over the world, and let the envious be pacified. Who can tell that? A fearless person can tell that. Swastiyastu kalaha prasidatam. Beautiful verses, you know. Then you can think. Swastiyastu vishvasya kala prasidatam dhyayantu bhutani shivam mithodhiya manascha badram bhajatada dokshaje avishatam no matir ahituki. May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all the envious persons be pacified. May all the living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga, for by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Shri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. Srila Prabhupada says that this is our premise on which we are, going everywhere in the every town and village to spread Krishna consciousness. That a devotee who is taking so much courage because the potency of Lord Shri Krishna through the holy name is invested in him. So he is a well-wisher of everyone, even though there are varieties of mentality of people will be there, or even we may encounter even. Srila Prabhupada cites that so many encounters we have come across in the beginning of our movement, and still we are getting it. So it's not a new, but because we are well-wishers of the envious also. This is the teaching, and we have learned, and we are supposed to go and spread the glories of the holy name, because this is the ultimate welfare giving activity for their own pleasure. They may not understand where the pleasure lies. Pleasure lies in glorification of Lord Shri Krishna, or through his holy names. One has to get attracted to Lord Shri Krishna by hook or crook. You need to keep on the strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead flow in your activities by proper association. If we are bereft of proper association, then we will be able to, be victimized ourselves, and then we can't blame others. If we understand the importance of association alone, that what kind of association we need. After all, we are all social animals, homo sapiens, socializing. Society is a very important part in our life. Many people are simply sacrificing their life for the society or at large the whole nation. But who is the whole Om Purnamadha Purnamidam Purnada Purnamadachyate? That whole is Lord Shri Krishna. So therefore, yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. sarva gunair tatra samasate suraha harava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna manorathina asati dhavato bahi. We should count only on the devotees, that they are the real welfare makers. So those who are seeking welfare, the ultimate welfare, they are most intelligent person, and they are also receiving the association of the devotees to make their life perfect. And such a devotee who is so much what we call benefactor of the whole humanity. He is simply living for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by preaching the bhakti of the Lord. So he is really akinchan, because he doesn't see anything for him even to take rest or this or that. He keeps on moving on and to give the unfathomable mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such good qualities are invested in the demigods naturally. And therefore, collectively, all the demigods are representing in a pure devotee's embodiment. And we should know that devotee is not an ordinary. Sarva gunai tatra samasate suraha. On the other behalf, those who are not devotees, they may be impersonalist, mayavadis, they may be atheistic, or they may, have a lot of material superiority or whatever, materialistic ego they may be inflated with, they are still nowhere. Harava abhaktasya, as long as they are not devotees, what good qualities they would have? Kuto mahatkuna, because they are always thinking external to be the real thing, that is, expansions of externalities. Manorathena asati dhavato bahi. Manoratha, there is a chariot of mind, and mind is very fickle. The horses are jumping and they are not going in one direction. And yet they have become externally, away from Krishna. They are not bringing the chariot back to Krishna. Rather than they are going away, and they carry that living entity who is so-called materially puffed up to manorathena. Asati, asat means the temporary, illusory. Dhavato runs bahihi, away from Krishna. So, we see all these verses are so much of importance that Prahlad Maharaj glorifies the pure devotional service of Lord Narsingadev, who is a Puranavatar of Lord Shri Krishna. And then we see that such glorification is immediately applicable to even ordinary householders who are attached to their sense gratification in a limited. So they are grahabedis, not grahasthas. So Prahlad Maharaj immediately strikes on them. Then, and actually, because that atmosphere of the spirituality is not there, it can be generated by one's own commitment and by association of pure devotees. So more the better. More the merrier, what they call. More the better. And in this way, devotees will be able to utilize their full potency only in association with the devotees and the activity, participating in the activity to please Lord Krishna in their association. So this is here, they said many householders, although well educated in the knowledge of the Vedas, even be committed to family life. Because this is the first violation in ideal grihastha life, is to become attached with the family life. He is supposed to be detached, not attached with the family life. That detachment is internal. So we have to know. If a genuine devotee is there, who will always reveal confidentiality of his inner self to the fellow devotees. Confidentially. That is okay. But externally, he should be very much considerate to execute his householder duties as the head of the household. And that is the trick, that he will still remain a grihastha because he has achieved the stability in the householder life on Krishna, thinking of Krishna, that I'm doing a thankless task because provision of the material will never be satisfying anybody, you know. Therefore, it is a stopgap measure just to fulfill the needs of the body. Husband, wife, children, parents, everybody is to be considered. Not only the parents, also the other extended family members, and what to speak of the other extended living entities. That this ideal grihastha is supposed to contribute in their provision. So this is a very extraordinary feature while remaining faithful to Guru and Krishna's command to remain detached, because detachment becomes a very, very important inner strength that the householder will be there to not only liberate him, but also liberate his family members. So such detachment, which is internal development for a householder, is becoming the source of his strength, spiritual strength. Otherwise, those who are attached simply on the bodily conception of life with bodily relations, and they will be weak. They will not be able to say dependence, and they will not be able to save themselves. They are like the crocodiles out of water. But the ideal grihastha is a crocodile in the water. This is the sum and substance. So everyone should therefore seek the shelter of the Supreme Soul, the source of all living entities. No one should waste his time in so-called happiness of materialistic household life. In the Vedic civilization, this type of crippled life is allowed only until one's 50th year, panchashat vanam gachet, when one must give up the family life and enter either in the order of vanprastha, independent, a retired life for the cultivation of spiritual knowledge, or sannyas, the renounced order in which one completely takes the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is Dhrusta and Gandhari became example. They went from the dependency of Yudhishthir Maharaj. Even they were shameless to accept it because of bodily conception. But Vidur came and chastised his brother, you know, and he spoke so sarcastically. Very, very sharp arrows of his words penetrated in the heart of Dhritarashtra, and he immediately told Gandhari, let's go. So nobody accompanied. Their spiritual eyes got opened. So there was no problem of their blindness. They went into the jungle, made a hut, and they did the tapascharya. And the fire of devotional service in the austere situation was invoked and consumed their material bodies. What a glorious death even such culprits can get. So this is a very important lesson that we must learn. Prahlad Maharaj's teachings are continued while he is glorifying Lord Krishna, Lord Narasingadev in his front of him, or this obligation of his tract of land where he is supposed to lead the people of Hariyashva land, and the glorification also continues. So you can see there are three phases of Prahlada's commitment and continuity in the bhakti. We can find it. First, as a child, because of instruction of Narad Muni. Second, as a child in front of Lord Narasingadev, who killed his father. And after Lord Narasingadev disappeared, he was already well celebrated as being protected by the Supreme Lord. So Prahlad kept on teaching to all his fellow mates in Hariyashva tract of land, where the main deity is Lord Narasingadev, and they worship Lord Narasingadev by these eloquent prayers, very meaningful prayers. And those who follow such instruction in their household life, Lord Narasingadev will certainly protect them from getting sucked up into Maya. Rather, they will keep on floating in the mercy of Lord Narasingadev and make their life successful. So this is a very important lesson. And we need to deliberate it. I hope the example of crocodile is very appropriate and understandable. You can also understand that the power or pride in one's material attachment is compared to the crocodile out of water on the land. You know, while the spiritual strength that one achieves, that is the real medium one should be in, where the mercy of the Lord will be always flowing to make us empowered. So the choice is ours. Na sato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate asat Ubhayarapi drashta anta tattva darshibhi. If you are seekers of the truth, then the seeker of truth will always make the understanding based on sat and asat. Means our introduction to sat means reality and asat means temporality has to be very, very thoroughly ingrained in us. Then for the sat, there is no cessation, and for the asat, there is no endurance. Simple as that. So the water is the medium of sat, and land is the material manifestation of asat, that is temporary. So those who are land dwellers, they are always weak in the water. And those who are in water, they are their life is longer than those who are dwelling on the surface of the earth. You mark it. So this example is very nicely given, and Prahlad Maharaj is speaking with very, very, confident of the pure devotional service, and trying to make us understand very vividly the importance of pure devotional service. So I would like to stop here. Anybody has any question or discussion required?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much for such a wonderful class, Maharaj. Thank you for your very valuable time. Devotees, if anyone has any questions, please go ahead. Hare Krishna. Devotees, anyone has any questions or realizations for Maharaj, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much for such a wonderful class, Maharaj. Very important instructions for us who are living in grihastha life. And thank you for sharing the important verses also that Prahlad Maharaj prayed, or from Prahlad Maharaj's prayers. Maharaj, so you mentioned that you had visited a temple today in Vrindavan where the deities were installed by Narottam Das Thakur. Maharaj, is it possible to speak a few words?
We just glorified Narottam Das Thakur by singing his songs, which are very instructive, very important for pure devotional service and taking shelter of Nitai Gauranga. And thereby it manifests the entire truth for these people of age of Kali. They can pertain. See, Hariyashva is a tract of land which is, we do not know where it is now, to be frank. But all the residents of Hariyashva tract under the tutelage of Prahlad Maharaj, they are all knowing this system of the verses. They pray. It's a plural. But Prahlad Maharaj taught them, because he is their spiritual leader there. So Srila Prabhupada similarly brought the teachings of Prahlad and Lord Kapil Dev to instill the methodology of pure devotional service, which is also confirmed by Lord Shri Krishna himself in Uddhava Gita, in the 11th canto. So the importance is that the cardinal truth that we are receiving through a bona fide chain of disciplic succession becomes the what you call unchallengeable, supreme source of our definite success in this life, householder life, or whichever status we are in of Chaturvarnam, because we have to act according to the karma. Karma doesn't stop with the result. Karma stops with the results being offered at the lotus feet of the Lord. So, we are fortunate to accept this process that whatever we yad karoshi, whatever we do, whatever we eat, whatever we offer as a homage, whatever is given in charity, or whatever we do austerity for, we are offering everything. Because this is the desire of Krishna. In the material world, we have individual desires, and generally the desires collide and makes our household life unstable. So a householder, head of the householder, with a very steady mind, how he has to incorporate all the desires with it without collision. This is an expert, instruction. Now, how do we execute this instruction unless there is a successful householder life? So, those who are committed householders in preaching Krishna consciousness, they must show by their example so the others can take it. It is greatest achievement for such householders. They become the source of inspiration, they become the source of guidance, they become the source of actually making further progress under their leadership. That is the function of the Devi Varnashram system. Prabhupada's desire, 50% of the desire is to be fulfilled by second generation, third generation, fourth generation, but fulfill it. Now, we know we failed to establish even Devi Varnashram system within this, the first generation. They are struggling still. So isn't it a big lesson and big inspiration and big, lofty goal to be achieved? And ultimately, it will please Srila Prabhupada and Krishna.
Thank you so much, Maharaj, for your very valuable instruction. Please bless us, Maharaj. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Dandavat Pranama, Gurishta Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for the very instructive class. It's very useful for us, Grihasthas, and following the instruction given by you. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Very nice class. Very nice blessing. Very nice instruction class.
Did you purchase your ticket?
Huh?
Did you purchase your ticket to come to Vrindavan?
Yes, I was. That's what I was. I saw you that you were bundled up. So it's very cold there. Eh?
Arrival.
So then, yes, I do want to go now. I have not purchased a ticket yet, thinking that it will be very cold there.
Nothing. The winter is gone.
It's gone. Oh, okay.
It starts. The heat starts coming after middle of February. Now we are already in March, end of February.
Okay.
Shivapraya, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol, Guru Maharaj, Dhanvat Pranam.
Jai Shila Prabhupada.
We are missing you a lot, Guru Maharaj. We are waiting for you for Gaur Purnima, Maharaj.
I'm starting my travels from 1st of March.
So, Guru Maharaj, are you coming to Botswana?
That's sometime later. I don't know about Gaur Purnima, but let's say I'll be in Thailand.
You'll be in Thailand, Maharaj?
Yes.
Okay.
When are you coming to the US?
US must be June, July. That is the regular time.
Mm-hmm.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dhanva Pranam.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada. Very beautiful class, Maharaj. Thank you so much. Thank you so much also, Kumudi ki Mataji. I was waiting. I said, if Mataji comes, Maharaj is going to ask, when are you going to come? I love every time Maharaj asks Kumudi ki Mataji, husband, when are you going to come? I love, it's like a beautiful friendship with Maharaj.
Well, in between the classes also, we communicate, yes, I'm coming, yes, I'm just the ticket yet, but so I have to push them.
Yes, it's so beautiful, Maharaj. Every time you ask, I am like, oh wow, this is such a beautiful friendship between like a disciple and a master. So such a beautiful. Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Should we end, Maharaj?
All right.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for such enlightening class, and we are very grateful to you, and we look forward for your association again in the future. Devotees, let's pay our obeisances to Maharaj and all the devotees. Pancha kalpa tarubhya
shri kalpa sindhu vya cha patitana bhava vidya vashta vidya vashta
vidya vashta srimad bhagavatam ki jai
Maharaj ki
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hare Krishna Maharaj.